Wall Street's banks. Topsy-turvy. Have banks now got too much cash?
The fates of the economy and banks are normally closely entwined. When customers endure misfortune, loans go unpaid. The summer was marked by a lull in COVID-19 cases and recovering economic activity. Winter has brought with it more infections and shutdowns. Yet banks' profits were slender in the summer, and as fourth quarter earnings released between January 15th and 20th revealed, fattened at the end of the year. What is going on? One explanation is that the trading desks and investment banks housed in most big banks have fared well, thanks to a rush of initial public offerings and booming markets. Profits were sky high at banks that earn most of their revenues from investment banking and trading. Goldman Sachs made $4.5 billion in the fourth quarter, half of its annual profits in 2020. JP Morgan Chase's investment banking profits in the same quarter almost doubled on the year. The firm's total earnings were a record $12.1 billion in the fourth quarter. The bread-and-butter business of commercial and consumer banking also did well. This is, in part, an accounting quirk. When expectations of repayment tumble, banks must write down the value of their assets, which they book as a loss. As a result, many reported slim profits and, in some cases, losses in the second and third quarters, even though borrowers mostly repaid their loans. Though delinquencies inched up in the fourth quarter, it also contained hope in the form of a vaccine. Recovery equals repayment. So America's biggest lenders, Bank of America, Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo, have favorably reevaluated their loan books. In September, JP Morgan expected as much as $33.6 billion of its $1 trillion loan book to eventually go unpaid. By the end of December, a little under $1.1 billion was written off for good. But the bank also now thinks that around $1.8 billion that it had previously expected to be lost will be repaid. These averted hypothetical losses add to profits.